Channel 2 over and a continuation visit to Miss Mary this Friday the 24th of March, 72. Channel 2 over and a continuation visit to Miss Mary this Friday the 24th of March, 72. Channel 2 over and a continuation visit to Miss Mary this Friday the 24th of March, 72.
And you gotta eat it if it makes you pop.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got. Just ham and salad and your biscuits.
I know it's been an
hour since you ate. Oh, these biscuits are grand.
It's been an hour since you came over here.
Ooh,
I know it's been an hour since you ate.
Yeah, but I ate so much.
Well, you have to have some salad. Look, I can't make tea.
These biscuits good. Oh, my.
I didn't put any sugar in it. It's awful. But you have to drink.
You roll these biscuits out and cook?
I just make them with my hands. I don't roll them out on a board.
You don't. Well, that's what I was going to say.
She puts her flour in a pan. She puts the shortening in the middle. And then her milk. And then she just mixes up in the middle and leaves the flour around the edges.
That's
the
way
you
make
good biscuits every
time. That's the way I made
biscuits. It is.
Mm-hmm.
I use a fork to cut it up with. And
did you find work again then?
That's a mighty puny little bit of fat. It's only a pound.
So full.
You know better than to eat food and come over here. I always got some of salad for you.
You got to keep up the strength and be with those men from Sears.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
You still having trouble?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
I can't get anything done.
Well, I bet Monday you will.
Well, I hope so.
I think
biscuits
good.
Now, Miss Mom, you know, they're not half as good as you make out there.
No, these are good. Been good cold. What did they be when this?
They were warm when she brought them.
Yeah.
I could warm them.
No, I've already eaten my half mine.
Where's Miss Mom going off?
Hey, to put some soot for the birds.
He's coming
right now.
Well,
he never.
They come sit on the windowsill if he hadn't put any out and stare at him.
Is that right?
Stare.
Well, I had to bait the feeding station, so we'll have a little something to watch out there. Now I keep a little chicken scratch. Or chick scratch.
Why don't you come over to the house and look at that little cow? And see what you got.
Of course, sometimes they go a long time. Now, you know the one I had out here? The young one who got the bone? It took her forever.
Yeah, but maybe Mr. Miles, maybe it was because it was dead. You reckon?
Hadn't thought of that. It very well could have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was huge. It was a huge cat.
It was.
Yeah, huh?
Huge cat. So it hadn't been dead forever. Golly.
Well, did it come straight, you know, like it should have?
Yeah, seems to. And I went off fooling around that morning. I went on down there, I know, like I told you, messing around down there at that old junkyard. I could have stayed up here and paid attention. Might have helped us.
That's what I'm afraid of about going away from home. I'm afraid mine will get sick, you know, and lie out there in the hot sun.
Yeah.
And Marvin, he tucks them over on next to the road every night, and then they have to pass right through by the house to get out in the field. And that way I can see her, and I go out there all times of the day and look at her, you know, see where she's at. Because if she was to get out there in the hot sun, it wouldn't take long for it to kill her.
Mm-mm.
How about some more biscuit down that way?
No, I still have some, thank you.
So I just leave them down here if they don't want them.
Well, I heard somebody asked this morning on the bird program if peckerwoods were good to eat. So Mr. Austin came on. He said, "Well, yes, they were if you want to eat any kind. Since even buzzards could be eaten." He said, "I wouldn't want to eat one." Oh, me. But they are protected, so you can't, not supposed to kill a peckerwood.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're all protected, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All these songbirds. Mm-hmm. You know, even
well,
them?
They should be.
I don't think the sparrow is, he said.
Those blackbirds, huh?
Yeah.
They're protected, I know, because in some parts of the country they're a nuisance. And still the people can't shoot them.
Did you just see the untamed animals last night?
No.
On TV?
Mm-hmm.
And it showed these here old what do you call them? It wasn't a rhinoceros. It was something else. These old animals.
Hippopotamus?
Yeah, I ought not tell us that y'all eat lunch.
Go ahead.
But these are white birds, you know, that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they stayed with these animals, and it showed they riding their backs just like they do our cats, and they catch insects off of them.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
You mean these white birds that go along with
mm-hmm.
cows?
In Africa.
They are African birds.
That's right. They was with the African animals.
Mm-hmm. What'd they do for all this pasture land is put in? Those birds.
I don't know. I reckon they were out in the woods. But you know, once while they were talking about killing all of them because they carried a disease.
Right.
But then they found out at the university that they didn't.
Look at there. They're already up there. See? There's little sparrows.
Mm-hmm.
The chippies.
Yeah. They're precious little things.
They are the cutest ones.
They are, really. Who would want to kill one of them little birds?
I hate to see them leave. And you see, they all go north.
They do.
Every one of them.
Well, I thought they stayed here, but I don't guess they do.
Not the chickens.
They are so cute.
They are, they're darling.
They, someone else said the robins had come to Boston all around there now.
Oh?
And a lot of them said that was sure a sign of spring.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And somebody called in, and what sign did we have of spring here?
All the robins leave.
And so Mr. Austin says it was the bird, the tanager, I believe, was, when it came out, or the red bird, that did made a certain sign, chick, 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 or something like that. That he said that was a sign of spring, and the old man said the sign of spring too is from his ages and the dog was. Oh, it was right cute this morning. All right, nice discussion.
How about that woman that had the baby that the doctor said she had a gallstone?
You didn't hear that?
No.
What was that?
Y'all didn't hear that? I heard it. What was that news commentator's name? Oh, you know, Paul Harvey.
Oh.
He said this woman went to the doctor and told the doctor her side hurt her so bad, and he told her that she had gallstones. and gave her some medicine, and she went home. She didn't get any better, and she come back, and she told him her side was just killing her. He said she gave birth to a 9-pound, 8-ounce girl.
That was a gallstone.
That was a gallstone.
I didn't hear that. That gives you a lot of faith in doctors.
Oh, my.
How about that woman that had 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
alive.
I haven't heard.
Have
they all died?
No, died.
Well, he's had his friends.
He didn't aim to come back.
No, he had to go to Bob Beckett. He couldn't leave that unfinished.
Mr. Wilson, you know, down here at Mike's house, just got a girl.
Oh.
Yeah, I went down there the other day, and big sign, it's a girl. And I'm dumb, you know, and I said, well, if it's a boy, you get a cigar. If it's a girl, what do you get? They said a cigar. I told them, I said, I thought it'd be a box of candy.
It ought to be.
He's nearly through with his work here.
He thought he was. But he ran into a post that was rotted.
He's trying to get through. He's had enough of this place up here.
He's
now.
Been here, what, a week?
He's been here the whole week. The whole
he
week.
He said he never had as many coffee breaks in any one place as he had up here. And once in a while, he'll want a glass of water, and so we'd stop and call.
That's right.
Well, you talked a good while yesterday afternoon.
Oh, yeah, we had a
time. I heard him talking.
You knew that boy who stayed out here for 3 or 4 years, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
He's been over to your house.
Yeah.
He come up yesterday, just come up. And he brought a fellow with him.
Nick, is he the one that rode the horse?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's riding Molly. Molly's
his Yeah,
horse.
The big horse.
Yeah. He brought this fellow. And he sat out there with a yellow shirt on or something, and I thought to myself, he wouldn't bring all these people up here. So he went out and talked to him. Found out he was a right interesting fella. First thing you know, I was out there talking to him, too. And then he got Mr. Eastman in here, and he talked to him. I thought Mr. Eastman would come in and, you know, talk, get acquainted with him a little bit. Mr. Eastman came in here, and the man got acquainted with him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I tell you what, this fellow was a preacher, a priest, Episcopal. And Mr. Eastman was up there from New York State where they had an iron foundry, had iron foundries and made plows, Oneida plows. Did you ever hear of Oneida plows?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe that's not a name. Well, anyhow, Muncie or something. And this fellow said he just loved iron foundries, and he asked me if I did. I said, no, I despise the old things. Well, anyhow, Mr. Eastman, he and Mr. Eastman, you see, they had that. You see, they had that. And he was a raw-boned fella. Oh, he was middle-aged, wasn't he? 58, wasn't he? He raw bone, and he had a face as big as a pumpkin.
Oh.
Ugly. Was the ugliest song I ever saw.
Oh, wow.
Mary, think you thought of something.
But he was nice to talk to, and you just never know what's coming out.
You know I told you about Mr. Whitworth.
Yeah, Charlie.
Coy Whitworth. Well, you've been expecting him to drop by, so the other evening he dropped by.
Yeah.
And he asked me, he said, who bought the Marlowe place? And I said, Whitworth. He looked Mary, you done go loco. And he said, sure enough, who did bite? I said, Corey Whip. Because things are happening to save my life. He said, ooh, you way off your rocker. And I said, oh, heck, Hamilton bought it.
You mean it's changed hands?
Yeah, Hamilton bought it.
$5,000?
I asked him, did he get that much? And he said, no, not near about that much.
He was just giving you a special raise.
Marlo was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is Marlo's place that was sold.
Uh-huh.
He's left the country.
Oh, he's up in Georgia somewhere, I guess.
He don't come back now.
Uh-uh. I heard that the federal man was after him about income taxes.
Oh. He makes enough to pay him.
Well, he has.
And, you know.
Coy Whitworth was the one with... You thought it was Guy.
You thought I was Coy Whitworth.
You thought Guy was with that little hat.
Uh-huh. You sure, yeah.
Well, how's Coy? Is he as screwball as he always
is? Yeah, he's the same old nut.
Yeah. It talks all the time?
Talks all the time.
Don't say much.
No, he's always got something, kind of a joke going.
Oh, has he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he don't work. He just talks.
No, he is. He's retired.
Oh, he is.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord.
He's working on his place now, trying to get it livable.
Up in Gainesville?
No, he lives at Old Town, up between Old Town and Brantford.
Oh, gosh, that's a way away. I thought he was a neighbor.
I come in.
Oh, you mean my brother? Are you talking about my brother or Coy?
Coy.
Oh, Coy Whitworth?
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's no telling where he's at.
Yeah.
He had everything. He had a big old Pontiac station wagon, and it was plumb loaded. And I said, you sure got a car full? He said, yeah, my things is in here. He makes out like he stays up there in a hotel. But I think he's in some kind of institution, is what I think.
Well, there's a slight difference.
Mm-hmm.
And he can get away with that? He's pretty smooth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had to tell me how much money he was making, $800 a month at something, and he drawed so much Social Security, and I said, well, that's good. I said, it must be wonderful to have plenty of money. He went on. He didn't tarry, but just a few minutes, told me to tell Martin he'd stop by sometime and see him. I reckon he thought I was so crazy to him. He said I was darn gone.
You kept saying, go ahead, Whitworth.
Yeah, I couldn't think of Hamilton.
He looked like he was in the market. Himself?
He could. He looks like he could be. Mr. Hamilton come up to the house Sunday morning and wanted me to let him put his horse in my pasture over there at the Denham place.
Well, I hope you... I had experience with that.
We have. You want us to tell you? You'll be watering him and feeding him.
You know, it sounds very simple. Just for someone to come put a horse in your pasture.
Yeah.
And they can create more problems.
I know it.
You just couldn't dream them up yourself.
I don't know what it could be for.
I can't keep up with all the stuff. Where's my glasses and keys?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Well, you all have two colts.
Listen, we go way back. And Sally and Sue brought their horses in.
Way back. You had those.
We go, and we don't learn.
You still got the Cook's horses? And y'all had to tend them?
You know what's happened to Cook?
What?
He's been sent to the sanitarium down there in Tampa, is it?
For what?
Tuberculosis. He got one lung gone and the other one already infected.
Well, my land, I heard years ago that there was something wrong with his lung. I thought he had cancer. But...
Well, this year, he got pneumonia. And he working at two jobs, full time, you know, both of them. And I guess he just got so run down that tuberculosis. Got a running start and took over.
That's bad.
Huh? And they drove him down Monday, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm. He's got his horses over here, you know. We have to do something about him. You can't just turn him out. So we have to see they have water and feed them.
And he'll be there at least 4 months, 3 months, maybe 6, and maybe never come back.
That's
everybody
right.
That sick.
Like Nell said, when I went, I told her about, we told him about Cookie, and she said, y'all ought to better, all of you ought to get this, you know, the tuberculosis, the skin test.
Yeah.
Jim, me, y'all, too. Jim hadn't seen him all this fall, this winter. And I've only seen him once.
Inside or out?
Outside.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's been there with his family and those children.
Well, they've all had to, Monday, they had to go and get all the shots and other kind of treatment tests.
I guess Guy and I ought to have them.
Oh, yeah.
We ought to have the test. You know, he hadn't been here very much, but he's been here.
Oh, he really got it. He had three jobs at one time, working round the clock. Marvin does enough. He goes over to the university and come back that feeding. There's more to that feeding than I realized.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to bump around over all of those old road back there.
Well, he's good and healthy and takes care of himself, I think.
Marvin's not healthy.
Not healthy?
No, ma'am. And I've been after him and been after him and been after him to go to the doctor. Yeah, you don't need no doctor.
What's wrong with
him? Oh, he coughs all the time, you know.
Oh, he does.
Mm-hmm. Wheezes, it's them old cigarettes that he... I stopped him from smoking them, but that old pipe.
He smokes a pipe.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think you wheeze quite as much with a pipe.
They had a day out there Tuesday. I think they cooked 16 head of swamp cabbage. And they fried 2 tubfuls of catfish. I don't know how many hush puppies they cooked. And made I don't know how much slaw. And they had the big shots out there, you know, it weren't the county commissioners, it was, what did Jimmy Glissman saw something does with the saw? County agents.
Yeah.
And they had a day out there. They had 2 wash pots out there.
Yeah.
Where did they have it?
At the university.
Oh.
These young men just cooks for the big chops, you know, that comes out there. Mm-hmm. I cooked a big old steak, a pile of cake, and sent it out there.
One of those great big ones?
Yes, ma'am, it was an orange glaze.
Yeah.
And I got a beautiful plant for it. Somebody sent me a yellow chrysanthemum.
Mm-hmm. You've got white ones.
Mm-hmm. I got the white ones, I got the purple ones, and I got the yellow ones now.
Yeah. I never had any purple ones. You like them?
Mm-hmm. They're real pretty.
Yours are so pretty.
But the yellow ones are pretty, and the white ones. What other colors is it? Red?
You can get kind of bronze-colored ones sometimes.
Yeah.
That I had been at my wedding.
Let me see if I can.
We're getting ready for a big wedding. April the 7th. Leroy.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
He's getting married.
And he's back?
Oh, yes, he's been back.
Long time?
Pretty good while. He's going to get married down there at Reddick at the church.
At Reddick?
Mm-hmm.
What's the girl's name?
Janice Sharp, I believe.
Yeah.
Let me see. Is it Sharp? Sharp? Stroop. Stroop. S-T-R-O-U-P-E, I think.
Yeah.
Stroop. We went by and so he's got his house trailer and got it all set up down there.
Well.
Oh, he was the one. He and, was it his brother, wanted to buy some land from you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right.
They wanted, just a couple of acres, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was a right promising boy. You know, they had those little parties for him when he left.
Yeah.
One at one church and then another church. And I wanted to go to one of those, but then, you know, I thought I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, they're young people. I thought
the old people are supposed to go to young people's doings.
Well, I tell you, I used to, some old people, you like to have them around.
Well, I hope so.
I mean, you know, it's just, there are some people in the church that, if they didn't come, it seemed like it wasn't near as fun.
Yeah.
I'd like to have you drive me around a court someplace. Or give a dance.
Mother's the youngest one of us.
Yeah. Are you going to take your pills?
Yeah, had I forgotten it? You sure did.
Yeah, I did. Both of them.
Well,
let
me
give you
that.
Some more milk.
Just a little. I don't know. This inflates my arteries. This, I have to take these. I've been taking these, I guess, 15 years.
Mother never took a pill and told her about it.
I never did
until
take them.
She had this eye trouble.
No.
She never took medicine much.
I don't take this. This is nearly what I take now is vitamins.
They're all vitamins, yeah.
Well, I don't know about this. They call it nicotine. I call it. I just find it. Oh, shoot. I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, it's more fun to smoke than chew.
But my doctor says these are the nearest things that. Proven up to what they're supposed to be.
I don't do nothing but chew tobacco and drink liquor.
You mean you used to do all that?
No, I do that now.
You do it now?
No.
Well, I didn't know. I know.
She asked me, did I smoke? I told her, no, I chewed tobacco and drank liquor.
And cuss men out.
I sure.
You can do that.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been aggravated, so. My house, there's no excuse.
Mother Miss Mary used to have a car just like that. With a rumble.
I sure did.
With a rumble seat. You remember the rumble seat?
Yeah, I remember the rumble seats. I've ridden in them. We never did have one, though. But they are nice. My, they were so cute. She was all out there in the wind all the time.
You sure was? And if it come up for rain?
Because of your rain? Do I need a way to cover that
That's right. And we took out our seat, all beat the town in it, and then when we wanted to go
in
somewhere.
The back of it?
Yeah. You could take that seat out.
Oh, not Log Cow.
No, just beat.
Yes, I could see that.
I'm so used now, you got a whole live cow.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, sir. No, we never had one like that, but we did have a four that we could put up the size, put the curtains up. Did look like it.
You have a shame that you dragged that Ford off down there, because that would, you could.
No, that weren't a Ford.
Oh.
That wasn't a Ford, that was a Nola. What was that name?
Maxwell?
Yeah, Maxwell.
Oh, well, we had a Maxwell car, too, one time. We had a Maxwell.
Of course, that Maxwell never did run to my norms. Mr. Guthrie had done this car to do it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Maxwell is not as old a car as the old Ford, T Model Ford. I don't guess they make Maxwells now. I don't hear anything about it.
I think my daddy had the third car in the place where he lived. And Mother said that people would come out and stop and look at it, you know, and the cows would have to get out of the road.
Yeah.
When you went out, you never knew whether you were going to get back or not.
Going to have a puncture, going to have a flat. And you have to stop and do all
you
that.
Had old sand roads?
Yeah, well, we didn't have sand. We had old mud, and we'd get stuck.
We'd have
to get rails and brothers out. Woo! And we didn't have one many cars, and people thought that it was the biggest treat to go around and take a little trip ride in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what a lot of them would do, especially on Sunday afternoon. They'd think that there wasn't anything to do but just take a little trip. Go about the little town off of there, about 8 miles. We'd go over there and back. And we think it's wonderful if we went and didn't have a flat.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe then in this winter when it's cold, we'd put up the side curtains up to the thing. That's the only heat we had, you know, and just keep the cold out, the wind out. We'd have to put all the coats and everything.
That's right.
But that was something grand to get out in the car, they thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a big trip. But that was before the cars came. That's why boys used to hire from the livery stable buggies and horses, you know, and take their girls out for a ride. That was the way that was one of the big things. I know one of the boys that did paper and painting and things and houses. Well, he had his delivery, he didn't make too much money, but he hired so many buggies and horses to take the girls out riding. He just was in debt all the time. He never could pay his bills. That was Robbie Bowman.
Is that how Mr. Guthrie came courting you? The buggy?
Uh-huh.
Sure, yeah. Well, Papa, my husband, came in a buggy to see me.
Anybody had a horse and buggy?
Well, they
was up to date.
They were up to date if you had a Hugmatite buggy.
That's right.
What, Mother?
Hugmatite buggy.
Did you have a
hug-me-tight
buggy?
Well, sure, Papa had a little hug-me-tight buggy. It wasn't you didn't sit, but just two people else.
That's right.
Sit on the seat, and they called it the hug-me-tight. At least that wasn't the name of it, because the people call him, oh, he's got a hug-me-tight buggy.
And you know, one time, I can remember that just as well. There's an old...
You can remember it now.
...preacher
that
had a little buggy. And he always sat on one side, and the other side of the buggy was way up. And I often wondered, why in the world didn't he sit in the middle of the seat?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I didn't know it
He was a big preacher.
Oh, he was a big preacher.
And he'd sit on one side. And I asked him, I didn't have no better sense. I said, why would he sit in the middle? He said, he's on the driver's seat.
You're going to drink this awful old tea.
No, ma'am. I it was good.
Oh, yes. We have. Well, the horse is in the middle, so the driver might as well sit in the middle.
I didn't see, you know, why he couldn't have sat in the middle of the seat. But he just sat on one side, and the other side was way up in the air.
Well, this little bug is his pet, supposed it had to be one. That time, the seat was level. We sat on, each one sat on his own seat.
And would you believe it? People, you know, I tell the young people about it at home, and they don't believe a word of it. They think I'm making it. Like, now, Mr. Miles, he had his horse and buggy. And he was going to McIntosh. Well, I got my horse and buggy, and my horse and buggy is better than his. My horse can out-travel his. Heck, I'd go on past him and go alone. Do you remember that? You do, don't you?
Oh, well, I don't know. We didn't have much. I didn't have a horse and buggy at that time that I could drive.
Going to church?
I drove one.
But some horses would be faster.
Oh, faster than
others, you know.
They'd have buggy whips, big old long whips.
And the horses would run away and have wrecks just as, not as often as cars does, but people would get hurt with them.
Well, we had that little hug-me-tight buggy even after our marriage. We traveled in it a lot. Yes, sir.
You could reach over that buggy whip. You wouldn't even have to take it out. You just sort of juggle it a little bit. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would with some.
And how about the
surreys?
When
the
surreys come along?
Oh, the surreys, yeah. People who had a surrey, they were real rich.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's the difference between a surrey and a
buggy? It
had two seats in it and would have a...
Top with the fringe
all
the way around.
All around on the top. Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, that was real riding.
Boys, I rode in one time, and I thought I was it.
Sure, you thought you was it.
I did.
You riding it.
One of the Jack Roberts' sons owned it. And, oh, well, as well as I remember, like, this is the Surrey. There was a row of seats here, two or three, and over here. And he could carry quite a few.
Well, that was a surrey. That was a different time. That was a surrey.
And have a couple of horses pulling it?
Yes.
Boys, I thought I was in hog heaven when I got that thing. I just loved to ride in it.
Yes, sir.
You ever been down the Swan River and rode in those?
Mm-mm. Oh, I tell you, that was really a treat to get in one of them things in.
Mm. I thought I was just it.
They were beautiful.
They were.
Really, that fringe around the top, and of course the wind could just kind of come with it. Anyway, it just kept the rain off of you if you were right down straight.
And they had horse-drawn ambulances, you know.
Yeah, two horses.
Yeah.
And the fringe all the way around. Of course, it was just box thin. Mm-hmm. The fringe all the way around.
I guess you didn't feel like you were it if you were riding in that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wagons, log carts, or whatever people had to travel in.
They had a procession of them just like they had
I imagine.
Well, I never saw one of those.
I never did either.
But you know they did when they were going to the cemetery. Or church, or maybe they were
wrong. Good night. Well, I've been in processions that was so thick that we just had to go, or the horses just almost walked. No, we'd go out at the campground on Sundays or some days and come back, and the dust would be so thick that you couldn't see hard in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we had long robes here, like we called it, our dusters, and we had to wear them to even keep the dust off of our clothes so we'd be decent whenever we got there. And it'd be a long session, just maybe, just like you, one just car right after the other. I mean, one buggy. Just had to walk.
What, did the undertaker, he got a message. He had to go up north, you know, and get a body and bring him down here. And he's going along, him and this colored fella. And they decided they'd stop and get him something to eat. And while they were resting, why come a white fella along and ask this undertaker about a ride. He said, sure. He said he'd be all right if he can ride back there. Don't mind riding back there. He said, not a bit in the world. So went on down the road. This here colored fella, he was going to drive for this white man to take him a nap, you know. He was driving, he was going on, and the sheriff fella woke up and he said, how about a match? Colored fella topped that ambulance and he got it. And he let it out through the woods. And then, like, never found him. He said, told the boss man, he said, now, you know, he said, I don't mind hauling dead people, but when it comes to them asking me for a match, time to go.
I have some feelings about that too. Somebody raise up out
there. Where'd you hear that?
My old brother told it to me.
Where's that?
I don't know. He told me that. He said it was told for the truth. I said, you know that ain't the truth. He said, well, it was told for the truth.
Well, somebody wanted to get that trip, that ride back, and of course they just played like they're dead. Got back off and.
No, you see, this fellow was just traveling.
Oh,
and the colored fellow, the colored fellow didn't know he was picked up.
Well, how long has it been since your brother told you that?
Oh, it's been 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, that's one of my friends.
And somebody put the dirt in the ditch.
Yeah. Look at that. Go out and see what he's going through. Hey, he was out here.
Oh.
That's one of them was out here. Robert.
Yeah.
Island.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I thought he was mad
at him,
but it's only Robert.
Yeah, that's the one. That's right.
Come home early. Come back early.
Miss Mary, you can think of a lot of things that happened way back young in case
you
sometime
sure can.
When you just kind of get to thinking back.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Think a lot of things.
You know, Miss Dodd wanted to know some of the people who lived on her place, and she was laying off to talk to those people in Hawthorne. And you see, Miss Mary was over there and been living there all the time. She knows everybody that's lived over there on her place. Now, why didn't she think? Why didn't she bring that up? She never even thought of it, did she?
No, sir. You know, she called me the other day, and she wanted to know. She said, Freddie, would you give me some tomato plants? How about you riding down there with me? And I said, well, okay, I can. And I ain't seen or heard from that woman since.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well,
match. Got a match. No, I don't have a match. You know, I got to go, though.
You got what?
Well, I'm just settling down
and
getting comfortable.
Well, I got to go after a while, pretty soon.
I got to go see about my little cow. She might
Have to go nowhere.
She might get in and might need me, and I'd be there, you know, to call Marvin. She looks like she's going to get sick any time.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to come see her. Sure will. Mm-hmm.
You know, the lights.
You'll have to get them to bring you over there and stay all day with me.
Yeah,
I was over there that night. Sometime
come and spend the day with me.
Oh, yeah, that'll be grand. It'll be good, and some of those good biscuits.
Yeah.
I don't know how to carry any back with her either.
Yeah.
I don't.
You see these lights are all up. Then here, don't burn those. We got that up behind that board there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reckon that's that old sort of desk in there, you see, and I have a light there. I don't look at it.
Oh, you mean you got lights up there?
Yeah,
he's got lights behind that. Yeah.
I can't look at them. If I look at them, they put
Well, you'll have to come back again.
Okay, I sure will. And you come up, get them, bring you over there.
Well, I expect I'll be here long enough to come over there someday. Yeah.
She'll come, too.
And she's a good company.
Yeah.
She's fun. We sure appreciate these biscuits, Miss Mary.
Well, you're welcome. You just said welcome, Miss.
How's your Cadillac? Yours.
It's
Lincoln.
Okay, far as I know.
Have you been driving it?
Yes, sir. I would have drove it today, but I had to fill up the truck.
Oh,
I brought it down to Freddy's to get gas.
Yes.
Marvin, he had to use the truck, you know, to get the cows fed up, and he said last night gas was low, and I said, well, I'll go down to Evingston, and I'll get you some gas.
Boy, is it a little low now?
Well, I had it filled up.
Excuse me. Yes, on the truck.
Y'all come over as soon as you can, and I hope you don't have as bad of luck with your work as I've had with mine.
Well, I was out there with him, but he'll do it right, this fella. The only thing, you see, he's got all these little neighborhood jobs, and he don't like to have a big job, because you know he's not a young fella, you know. And now on that roofing, I think if a fella like that had some help to get the shingles up and things like that, get his ladder set, I think he wouldn't have any trouble. But they never have any help. You just can't get any help.
You sure can't. That is for certain.
Well, I'm going on, and I'll see you folks later.
Well, let me tell you, Miss Mary, we sure did enjoy the visit. And what do you want me to do? Get this fellow to come by over there sometime?
No, just wait and let's see what this other man's going to do.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's
it. Next Monday, he told me he'd be out there.
Yeah.
And he was going to bring another fellow with him, and it would take him a couple of days, but he says we are going to straighten it out.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have a breakdown beforehand.
That's right.
If you survive it.
Just wait and let's see how it's going.
I would like for it to see what they did.
Now, there's Channel 2 over, around 800, I think it is, I'm just guessing at it, and the end of the visit with Miss Mary. Friday, the 24th of March, 72. Friday, 24th of March, 72, about lunchtime, after lunch, we went out to see what Mrs. Eastman done to the roof. Of course, she couldn't see up there. It was flat. Channel 2 over, around 800, and the end of the visit with Miss Mary this Friday, the 24th of March, 72.